Tonight, I'm going to be talking about the gift of victory, and just thinking about a few different things, you know, leading up to this, but specifically our brother Vic, that went to be with the Lord. Just how much the love of God showed through his life, and the grace that was with him, and just thankful for our brother. And it wasn't necessarily something that, like, intended to fully put together how it is, and we'll see how it goes, because God knows. And we'll be looking at this gift of victory in 2 Timothy 1:6. So in 2 Timothy 1:6, it starts out, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And that is the gift that I'm going to be talking about, that victory that we have. What God gives us is this victory in a spirit. So he hasn't given us this spirit of fear. I think that in our lives, we have all these things that we come up against. Whether it's a doubt about an outcome, or a fear about what might be, or a concern about something that is ahead. Like, these things are constantly against us, and we think about them constantly. Just like, talking to Brother Mitch, and I don't want to say this in a bad way, but like, will it rain? Won't it rain, right? it may be, it's not necessarily a fear, but we don't know. In terms of our lives, there are things that take us away from just being able to fully lean into the faith that God has provided us. And they constantly hit us. They constantly hit us. Well, let's turn to Mark 4:37, and we'll talk about a little fear. So in Mark 4:37, and this story is also, this passage is in Matthew 8:23 as well. But in Mark 4:37, we know this story. "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part," as Jesus, "asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" And I think about the times in my life when there are waves happening, when there are storms happening, and when there are things that I really can't face on my own. And I think about at this time, Jesus was with them, with these disciples. He was right there. All this stuff was happening, and they still were fearful. They knew what God had provided them up to that point, that knowledge of who Jesus was up to that point, right? They knew who he was, and they had decided to follow him. Yet they were so concerned with their lives that they're like, "Hey, we got to do something. We got to do something. Let's wake Jesus up. Because he clearly doesn't know what's happening. Like, there is a storm going on. The waves are coming over the side of the boat. The boat is full of water. This is going to sink, and we're going to die. I mean, to go wake him up in that particular situation, they must have been afraid for their lives. Afraid to be able to continue their life. They thought it was going to absolutely, that's it. We're done. And so they went to him. But he was with them the whole time. They weren't going to lose their lives. That storm wasn't going to overcome them. His presence, just his presence, was enough to keep them. Amen. They just didn't understand it yet. They didn't see it yet. And we have these fears in our lives, and absolutely, Jesus wants us to go to him and trust him for it, and move towards him, make moves towards him. But we can have confidence that he is there. That when that storm is right there, he is right there with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. He is right there with us. We'll look at another fear situation. And I think this is the decision point. We'll talk about Gideon and his call. So go to Judges 7:3. And Gideon has been called of the Lord to go deliver his people from the Midianites. And he needs to call for these mighty men to come fight alongside him. And he puts out the word, and they notify everybody, and they go get him. And a bunch of people answer the call, right? And then in Gideon 7:3, well, let's go back to 7:2. It says, "And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me. Now go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead." And at that time, 30,000 had come to, over 30,000 had come to answer the call to go fight. But some were afraid. And it's understandable because they didn't know what was next. They didn't see what the finish was. They weren't sure of what was going to happen, and they were afraid. So Gideon said, okay, whoever is fearful and afraid, it's okay, you can go. And so these fearful left, and they were still delivered from the Midianites through these others. But they didn't have that victory. They weren't part of that select company that overcame. They didn't get to go forward and enjoy that battle and see what God had done for them firsthand. These people went back to the camp, and yes, they were, again, delivered. They were no longer under the Midianites after Gideon and his 300, his small 300, had got their victory. And the turning point for them was just that fear. And I think about this fear, these fears, and I think about them in terms of my flesh versus my spirit. And there are always parts of my flesh that I think that I can improve, specifically things surrounding like inadequacies, things surrounding stuff like fear. I want to improve that. Like, why am I afraid of this certain situation? I want to improve that. I want to change that about my life, about my that aspect of my life that is this fleshly person. And it is even my emotions and the things that I think about. I want to improve that. But I realize through the Spirit, I can't improve that. And even if I could, it doesn't matter. I don't need to be confident in that flesh. That doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't live in that. So why do I need to erase the fears that are over there? I don't even need to think about it because I don't live there. I'm not in that flesh. I'm not in those emotions. I live in the Spirit. Right now. So I don't need to fix that. But how do I do that? How do I do that? I'll turn to Psalms 56:3. Psalms 56:3. And David, his honesty with the Lord is perfect. He just put everything out to God and said, here I am. Good, bad, whatever. This is me. The only thing I have is that I love you, Lord. That's all that I have. But this is me. And it's not good. It's, you know, fearful, sinful, makes errors, all those things, but he said, this is what I'm going to do. And Psalm 56:3 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps. When they wait for my soul, shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people of God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know. For God is for me. Amen. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. And Pastor Jesse has said this, and I think it's more relevant than ever, especially in the walk of an overcomer, that man, that flesh, it isn't always what we see out there. It is this flesh. It is this man. I will not fear what this man can do, because I'm putting my faith and my confidence in the one man. Putting it all in Jesus. I'm putting it all on him. When I am afraid, I will trust in him. I will not fear what my flesh can do because I'm putting my confidence in Jesus. Yes. I'm putting my trust in what he will do in my life. Yes.
Such a peace.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. So he didn't give us this spirit of fear that comes upon us, where we doubt, where we have any of these things in our lives. That's not anything that he has given us. So what is the gift of the victory that he's given us? He's given us the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. This is the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Acts 1:8. And we've gone over this many, many times, and sometimes, you know, you're studying this, and it's like, we're going to go over this? Okay. Absolutely, Lord. I want to go over this. I want to go over it over and over again. Yeah. Tell me what you want me to do. So Acts 1:8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and into Judea, all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Ye shall receive power after that Holy Ghost has come upon you. He was sending, this Holy Spirit was coming as the sustaining, keeping force of our victory in our lives. The sustaining, keeping force from us having any fear. The power that we need to know, to understand, to comprehend what his love is. Yeah. The fullness of that love.
Definitely. Yes.
We needed that. Without that, we wouldn't be able to have that full victory. Mm-hmm. Without that, we're like those Israelites that decided to go back. Mm-hmm. We would be delivered like today without that Holy Spirit. We would be delivered. We'll go to heaven. But there's so much more that is available to us.
Yes.
We get to enter into that battle. We get to enter into that fellowship. We get to enter into this victory, this overcoming position, this place that is closer than anything. This oneness. And it requires this power. It requires the Holy Ghost. And this power, more than anything, it reveals this faith in our hearts. It reveals it. It shows us even what we're able to believe. We don't fully comprehend what we're able to apprehend until that Spirit comes in us and dwells in us and is in us.
Wonderful.
We have to have that. And with that, we can grow up into that full, most precious faith. We can have it. And it's so necessary in our lives. It guides us into all truth. Let's go to Galatians 5:5. So Galatians 5:5 says, "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." And I want to point out these relationships. So it says that we have been given this gift that is the Spirit of power and love and a sound mind. And when we look at this Spirit, through these things that we've been provided, through these things that have been just given to us with a purpose, through it, we are able to wait. So a lot of times we think, okay, I'm going to get this power, And the power is going to be these, like, things that I can go do that are, like, visually or whatever. Like, maybe, like, thinking about the old, like, TV show Tool Time or whatever, where you get power tools and, oh, now I can do something. Like, I can really make something. You know, I can assemble something. I can use these power tools to make a bookshelf or a podium or whatever it might be. You get power to wait.
It takes power.
This is what it is. This power. This power through the Spirit.
Wait.
We wait. We wait. We wait. We wait upon the Lord. We wait upon the Lord. We wait upon the Lord. That is so
powerful.
Hard. Why is it so hard?
Back to the flesh.
Right? But the only way to do it again is by the Spirit. I can't wait in my flesh. My flesh wants to do. I can't love in my flesh. I can't know in my flesh. In my spirit, through the Spirit, through God's gift, I can wait. And Brother Hill spoke on this verse a long time ago, and he talked about the cherry hot coals and what that fire was, like stir up that gift, that cherry hot coal. And he compared it to that hot coal, that hot fire that was so hot, to a firework. And we look at the difference of this still waiting and how hot that coal was versus a firework. And you can't get any heat from a firework. It's all flash. It's all for show. It's all just to see it, right? Oh, look at that, that's pretty. And it's gone so quickly. I was cooking something on my grill last night. And there was a little, I had some wood chips on there and was trying to get some smoke into the food or whatever. But those coals could sit on that grill and sit in there, and they were smoking, they were on fire, like the whole time that I was cooking, the entire time. They just sat there and they were on fire. They just sat there and they had heat. They just sat there, and for me, there was a benefit. They just sat there. They didn't have to do anything. It didn't look very good. Like, it's like dark, and you see the little embers every once in a while flicker.
Wait.
When I stirred them up, that fire caught right away. It caught right away. It took barely anything for me to stir those coals and that fire to come alive.
Amen.
And so through the Spirit we wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So we're waiting. But we are encouraged to again, stir up these coals in our mind. This coal, these gifts. Well, this specific gift, the Holy Spirit, we're encouraged to stir it up, to not just let it sit there, to not just let it linger. This power that has been provided for us, there is absolutely a purpose in it. And we need it. We need it to be hot. We needed to be moving. We needed to be alive. If we let it rest, if we let it just sit there, we waste all the potential that's there.
Amen.
So we are being encouraged to stir it up, to stir up the gift, this gift of victory, this gift that we were given.
Yes.
For this, the hope of righteousness. We're waiting for that great hope. We're waiting for that finished work. We're waiting for that victory. But in our lives, what that stirring up gives us by faith is the ability to see that we have it right now. If we don't stir up what is in us, that power in us, we lose sight of what we have.
That's right.
We lose that vision. We lose what God has given us.
That's true.
Not in terms of like, we are not going to lose our salvation.
No.
But God is, we are encouraged to stir it up, to use what God has given us, to be used of what God has given us.
Amen.
I think about like my dad, he's a phenomenal piano player. If he never played a note,
yes, amen.
If he never played again,
Jesus.
And he just took for granted that gift that he was given,
amen.
Think about the things that we would miss out on as a body. And it's not that he is desiring to go put something on. He wants to be used of the Lord. And that God wants that in our lives. He wants to encourage us in this power. He wants to encourage us in what he's given us. He wants to encourage us in this victory that we can live right now. If we say that we've like met, we've read it all, we've seen it all, we have it all, and we're going to just sustain until we see him, he doesn't want that. He is a God of increase.
Yeah.
He is a God of, I'm going to keep adding to you. I am not going to stop until I see you face to face. Wherever you are right now, there is more. Whatever you have right now, I have more for you. Whatever love that you have in your heart, I have more for you. Whatever faith, I can grow that up even more in you. Whatever it is, I have more for you.
Praise
today is not the, this is not it. I have more for you. Take of me. Take it. I have more. That's the stirring. Let's fellowship more. You can come closer. You can come in closer.
Hallelujah.
And that victory that we have with him, the hope of righteousness, which is assured. Thing that we know is by faith. And this power of faith and love is his righteousness. When the breastplate was talked about, breastplate of righteousness. It's also the breastplate of faith and love. Those things together, that's the working of everything. The faith that works by love. And it's all of him. He completes it in our life. This love that he has given us, it's because of, well, let's turn over to Ephesians 2:4. So Ephesians 2:4, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, where he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Again, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in."
Praise.
This love that he's given us is perfect love. Was to bring us closer to him. And to show us the riches, exceeding riches of his grace and kindness. That is going to continue to unfold. I think about where it is right now. What God has shown me. What he has put in my heart, how much he loves me. That's the one thing in that I'm confident.
Hallelujah.
In his love for me. Everything else,
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
I have no confidence in. But I know that he loves me.
Amen.
I know that, yeah. Jesus loves me.
Amen. All my life.
And that love is continuing to unfold of what it is, what the breadth is, what the length is, what the depth is, what is the height of that love. It's continuing to unfold. That's not going to stop. He's going to continue to show me what that rich is, what I've been given. That's going to continue.
Hallelujah.
That fellowship is going to continue. But what I take today, what I believe him for today, that spirit of power and love and a sound mind, those things lead together to what I'll take from him today, to what I will believe him for today,
yeah.
To what I will let him reveal to me in my life today. And what I'm willing to take from him today, what I am willing to believe him for today,
praise God,
that is going to be where I see him face to face in eternity. If I'm not willing to see him then more than my Savior today, that's all I'll see him. If I'm not willing to see him more than my Redeemer, that's all I'm going to see him as. If I'm not willing to see him more than my friend, then that's all I'm going to see him for.
Yeah.
Will I see him as my bride?
Amen.
Am I willing to receive that from him? Because this Spirit that we're given, its purpose, its one purpose, is for me to see him as that. It's for me to see my victory, to see my overcoming. That word, that victory is overcoming. Can I see him and how he sees me as someone that will overcome everything? Am I willing to trust him for that? That vision that he gives me, that vision that he sees me as, will I take that? Will I take that today? Well, I understand that that's what he has for me today. That I don't need to work into that. I can trust him for it today. That I can know that this power, this working power, this faith and love, this force, this sound mind, this is all his. That he is going to do this work in me. That I can't do it, but I will take that from him.
Yes.
I will take it from him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Am I willing to believe that today? Am I willing to step into that right now?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
My flesh wants to work up to it. I need a running start. Give me a head start, Lord. Because I need that time. I need to clean up some things. I need to figure these things out. And if I do these steps, maybe I'll be ready. I hope I'll be ready. What a shame if I thought that. What a shame if I didn't believe right now that I am sanctified, which means that I have a purpose to be one with Christ now. I have a purpose now. What a shame if I didn't believe that he has a calling in my life now to know him in the most intimate way, now.
Yeah.
What a shame if I didn't want to stir up the power that's in me to know that.
Right.
I can stir that up through his stirring, through his power, through one thing. Faith. I can stir it up through faith.
Amen.
I can stir it up today through faith. I can get through this by faith.
Yes.
I can get past myself by faith.
Amen.
I can get to the victory that he's given by faith.
Hallelujah.
And he said it over and over again. We can read it in Hebrews. He said, How did those Old Testament overcomers get there? How did they do it?
By faith.
By faith.
Amen.
How do we live? We live by faith, but not by our faith. We live by this gift that we got. We have this gift from God that is, it's the faith, it's the love, it's the mind. These things, this is what God's given us. We have a gift of victory. We have a gift of overcoming. It's not something that we need to figure out for ourselves. It's not something that we need to try and solve a problem. It's not something that we have to put off for another day. It's not something that we just let sit. It's not something that we wait in terms of our desire towards it. That desire is it's a flame. It's on fire. And it's not something that you have, that you've brought out. It's what he gives us. Right here in this gift of power and love and of a sound mind, it is the gift that he's given us. And we can stir it up right now. We have it.
Praise the Lord.
We don't need to take it for granted.
Amen. Praise. Amen.
It's right here.
Praise
it's right
Lord.
Here.
Yes.
It's in us.
We will win. Amen. Praise God.
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15:52. 2. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then we shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us this victory today. And we have to stir up that gift. We need to stir up that gift. By faith, it worketh by love. So that we can enter in this victory right now. There's not time to delay. There's not time to wait. I'm so thankful for that love that was in our brother Vic's life.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And how he desired to have fellowship in the Word. He desired the fellowship. He would think about the Word in a way that you would think about someone that you loved. Yeah. And there is no way he could do that on his own. No flesh can do that. We can't think about the Word in that way in ourselves.
No.
We have to have this gift. And that gift, it is on our lives to think about him in that way, where we would want to write poetry about this Word, where we would want to talk about it, where we would want to fellowship with it, where we would want to contemplate how much God loves us, how much he keeps us, how much he is for us, how much he wants to see us face to face. He's just waiting. He's just waiting. For that moment. For you.
Yes, Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah.
Can we take that? Can we just take that for a moment? Like this very moment, Jesus is waiting to come get us.
Yes. Oh, praise God.
This is real. This is real. This fire inside, this is real.
Yes.
This gift that God has given us, it is real.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord Jesus.
And one day, we're going to be clothed in that righteousness of the saints, which is the faith and love of Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm wrong right now. I am clothed in that.
Fine linen.
I am clothed in that right now.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Do you have that on you right now?
Righteousness.
That faith and love of Jesus Christ. Do you have that on you right now?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The difference is, do you see it? That's it. That's the difference of the overcoming. And that's why we need to stir up that gift so we can see it. That's it. That's the gift of the victory. All we have to do is look up and see it.
Believe it.
That I'm clothed in that faith and love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Which is that righteousness.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't it amazing too, Tim? People get angry that you actually believe that.
Yeah.
There's a spirit of that. That you can't, you just can't believe that. You can't just believe that you're going to be in the bride.
Right.
Why can't I, if he's going to finish the work in me that he has begun? We need to stand for that truth.
Absolutely.
And I am sanctified, like you said. I am sanctified.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad I've known that my whole life.
We are blessed.
Yes.
With all spiritual blessings.
Amen.
With everything.
He gives us that faith.
And we can just take it. Today. We can take that. Today.
That's right.
We can stir it up today. Why wait?
Why wait? That's right.
I hope it's been a blessing.